This is episode number 2273 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Party!
Party! All right.
Bennifer Part 2.
Uh-huh.
Part 2.
Uh-huh.
They're going to celebrate their month-long nuptials this weekend.
Of course they
are. And it'll be a wedding party fit for the pages of Vogue.
Oh, my. Hang on a second. Hang on. Wait a minute. Where'd that thing go?
Are you looking for your Vogue?
No, I'm looking for my invitation. It was here just a minute ago. That's not it. Where'd it go?
Did Maggie eat it?
I think that was it. How am I going to get in? I don't have my invitation.
Maybe you're on the list.
Of course we're on the list. I don't know if we're on the list to get in.
But yeah, there's a list.
There's a list. Oh, Van Camp and Morgan. No, sorry. You're on the list of, stay away.
So it's going to be all about J-Lo. Ben wants all of the focus to be on her for their big day.
Well, yeah, because if all the focus is on her, nobody's paying attention to him. And that's okay. He'll just melt into the background. Kind of like when he plays Batman.
By the punch bowl.
The punch bowl. No, kind of like when he plays Batman. It's like he just blends into the background.
So they're 3-day intimate celebration for family and friends.
Wow, 3 days. Off, yeah. Oh my gosh, wow.
It's going to kick off with a rehearsal dinner on Friday, and the actual ceremony will take place on Saturday.
Okay, all right.
Because this takes place of their, their Vegas thing.
Because they didn't invite us to Vegas, right? Yeah. So
they've been doing this whole, quiet family stuff until the honeymoon. And it's photog.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be party.
Well, yeah.
Boat.
Well, I mean, if you didn't have a 3-day wedding, then Paris Hilton is showing you up. Because Paris had a 3-day wedding, right? Well, no, seriously. I mean, she just kind of set the benchmark for weddings. It's like,
is going to be family and friends.
3 days.
And it probably will be
so
fairly tame as far as guest list, I'm going to guess.
Oh,
actual ceremony.
Well, yeah, because, again, I'm looking around. I don't see our invitation. Oh, my goodness.
You don't
goodness.
See your invitation.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Actual ceremony will take place on Saturday.
Okay.
The couple will close out their weekend with a barbecue and picnic on
Sunday.
Ooh,
a barbecue. Now, maybe that's the invitation that we're looking for.
Actually, that sounds
probably the best one. That's the best one.
So the newly minted Mrs. Affleck is expected to wear a custom couture
dress
made in Italy.
Okay.
And Vogue magazine is expected to document her fashion journey for the weekend.
Of course. Yeah.
Now, sources told us Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, Casey Affleck, and Andrea De Matteo. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the brother.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But
brother's got to be there.
But not Van Camp and Morgan. What is up?
Those are a few stars who made the guest list, and the event will take place on Affleck's estate
in Riceboro,
Georgia.
Right. We heard about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good freaking luck to them. I better party at one because I didn't get my invite, J-Lo.
Now, here's what I want to know.
Hmm.
So, it's going to be, soon, right?
It's this weekend. And did you say it's this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's soon.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah, that part of it's going to bite.
Whoa.
That's going to bite. And so will the bugs. Oh.
Al Roker and wife Deborah Roberts revealed on Instagram that a few unfamiliar faces stepped in to lend a helping hand after their car died while they were at dinner.
Oh, wow.
Because apparently Al had left the lights on during dinner.
Oh.
When they came out to leave, they had a dead battery.
Dead battery.
That's when Deborah jumped into action.
She jumped into action.
She did. And she took a chance and approached a stranger for jumper cables.
Now, I think they live in Connecticut. I would imagine they live in Connecticut. So, I don't know where they were having dinner, but, there's a chance. You just, you're taking a chance asking somebody. Because, you got the auto club.
Uh-huh.
But who wants to wait for a jump?
Well, she wasn't going to.
It was a Friday night and probably, had plans other than just dinner. And it's like, she was all about that. She was all up
She's
in
ready
Al's
to go home.
Business. And it's like, how dare you leave the lights on? Now, I'm wondering what kind of car this was, because you can't really leave the lights on in any cars newer than 2010.
True. That is exactly true.
They shut off. So this has got to be, maybe, well, but Al is a celebrity. And maybe he has some older cars, maybe, you know, like classic cars or
something.
Oh, okay,
that's a thought.
Maybe that's the deal. Because I can't
imagine. Wondering that.
Yeah, and here's the other part of this. Al must not make enough money to have his own driver. Savannah Guthrie's got a damn driver. Why the hell doesn't Al have a driver?
Well, in the morning.
Well, maybe Al does have a driver in the
morning.
During
the week. But
on the weekend, he doesn't. But, you know, I think Matt Lauer had a driver all the time. I mean, you know.
Well, Matt Lauer had a driver because he wanted to do people in the back seat.
Well, there's that. But it's also convenient to have a driver because you can drink and ride. You know, you go someplace for dinner, have a couple, throw back a few. Then you end up at the club, do a little karaoke, throw back a couple more. And it's like, you know, who needs a designated driver when you already have a built-in driver?
That's right. Don't need it.
And then you don't have to worry about the damn battery either.
Nope, you don't.
That's on the driver.
The driver would have to.
Yeah, yeah.
The stranger named Phil.
Okay.
Came to the aid of the broken down brokers.
Uh-huh.
Broken down
brokers. The broken down brokers.
The broken brokers.
Broken brokers.
And both Deborah and Al, broken brokers, shared sweet photos with Phil and his family.
Oh, my God.
Yay, Phil.
Yay,
Thanks
Phil.
Thanks for the hashtag kindness.
I wonder if Phil was carrying his own jumper cables or if Al had some in the boot. I'm curious.
Did he carry your own?
I carry some in my car.
I think everyone should carry
jumper
cables.
When the people deliver my groceries at Walmart, because they do, I pop the trunk. I'm afraid they're going to steal my jumper cables because they're out in plain sight. They're big ones. They don't fit in any compartments in my trunk. So they're just kind of sitting in a box back there.
Oh,
so it's like,
I see.
When they put the groceries in my trunk, you don't think I go into the Walmart, do you? I don't.
You don't?
I don't go into the Walmart.
Why not?
Because they bring them to my car.
Okay.
I pay money for that.
Damn. Well, you know, when they're putting groceries in your trunk, I don't know if they could actually stuff the jumper cables in their pants and walk away without
you
noticing.
It could happen. It could happen. With our apologies.
Jumper cables, or are you just happy to see me, baby?
Halle
anyway,
Berry
Al
today.
Said it jump started our weekend.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.